A new documentary revealing one Marine's experience of the Vietnam War is screening on Sunday in Cheyenne at the Terry Bison Ranch Drive-In. Vietnam, an Inner View, draws from still photos and 8mm film shot by Mark Waskowitz, interspersed with stories and reflections from his fellow veterans. The film has aired on PBS stations across the country and has won multiple awards, along with the soundtrack, which Waskowitz co-wrote and recorded with his creative partner Lee Jones. I reached Mark by phone, and his story starts partway into his third tour of duty in Vietnam.
Regrettably, it was cut short by an AK-47.
You were injured?
Yes, I was shot and left for dead overnight on the battlefield while combating suicide North Vietnamese troops that were overrunning an artillery base that I was at. And in the process, I got shot, and everybody believed I was dead from the way I crumpled. And I was left in a rice paddies amongst the enemy soldiers for hours. At one point, I regained consciousness and yelled out for help. My good friend, Sergeant John Hare of Cheyenne, Wyoming, crawled out under withering enemy fire, earning a Bronze Star, repeatedly risking his life to save me. He picked me up and carried me in right through all the enemy soldiers, and I'm alive today because of him. Regrettably, he died in a mountain climbing accident some years back. I never got to shake his hand again after the war, but we did talk at length on the phone. I have found his son, and his son and I have spoken a number of times, Reuben, and his son never knew that side of his father. He only knew the post-Vietnam veteran with the typical alphabet soup of difficulties. I'll leave it at that. But Reuben never knew, and so I'm coming out there to meet Reuben and reintroduce him to the father he never knew, and pay back a debt owed for 55 years to Sergeant John Hare.
And what happened after he brought you to safety?
I was carried into the underground medical bunker where I was nursed during the night. In the early morning darkness, I was whisked away in a helicopter to Da Nang for 3 days of surgery and recuperation, and then on to Yokosuka Naval Hospital for a few weeks. Again, more surgeries, and then I was deemed well enough to withstand the long flight back to the States, where I was shipped to Long Beach Naval Hospital, where I spent another 6 months and was discharged from the Marine Corps with permanent disabilities from the gunshot wounds through my arm, which severed my radial nerve. They ordered me twice to sign amputation papers to have my arm amputated at the shoulder, but I refused. Fortuitously, I regained 100% use of my arm and have been a lifelong electric bass player.
Now, at some point before this all happened, you were given or got, somehow received an 8mm color camera, I understand?
My mother had the old 8mm home movie camera, and when I got to Vietnam, I asked her to mail it to me, and she did. Also, I won a 35mm camera in a poker game, and I started taking photographs, and it caught on with me, and I took over 4,000 photographs and slides, hundreds of Polaroids, and an hour and a half of home movie film during the course of my two-and-a-half tours, which forms the basis of all the visuals for my documentary, Vietnam, An Inner View.
Did you have any sense at the time that you were doing documentary work?
Absolutely. As an amateur, but I grew up as a military history buff. I devoured Ernie Pyle, the famous World War II correspondent. Mm. My second month in Vietnam, I realized I am on the front lines of history in the making. The guys to this day remember me. Oh, Ski, you were always taking so many pictures. We just wondered what you're going to do with them one day.
And one day you decided to turn them into a documentary.
In 1986 and 87, I went through my master's degree program in music composition and arranging in Studio City, California, advancing my music career. I went to work for Lorimar Productions as music production manager for the TV show Full House with Bob Saget and a couple of other shows. And I became acquainted with the combination of visuals along with the music I was producing and how the editing process went. And I said, hey, I've got all these pictures. I should make a slideshow style MTV type of montage of my Vietnam stuff. I came face to face with long lost and forgotten memories. And it was largely traumatic as well as therapeutic for me. So from 1987 until 2 years ago, I managed to piece together, put together. I got a production executive producer partner, Lee Jones, singer-songwriter out of Eugene, Oregon. And he and I co-wrote all the music songs for the show.
Let me ask you about the relationship between the film and the album Warspeak, the soundtrack to Vietnam, An Interview. My understanding is that you originally recorded that back in 1992 and then remastered it in 2017?
That's correct. I'm an instrumentalist and an arranger and an orchestrator, but I'm not a vocalist. I can't carry a pitch for some reason. So I went about trying to find a singer with a baritone voice that would be similar to my voice. And I said, well, man, how am I going to do that? I opened up the newspaper and I looked in the entertainment section. And the first thing I saw was tonight, an open mic. Leah Jones. Lee spells his name L-E-A, short for Leonard. And I saw, oh, Leah Jones, there's a girl playing tonight. Well, maybe she'll have, you know, some guests that I might like. And Leah turned out to be Lee, this amazing baritone voice. And that was it. It took me some time to convince him to participate. He's of a very different political and type of background. He'll tell you himself, he was a draft dodger. He was prepared to go to Canada if he got drafted. And he was a war protester, and he and I couldn't be more different. But we're 25, 30 years now, best friends and business partners. And we just have certain topics that we agree upon not to discuss.
We're talking with Mark Waskowitz. He's the director of the film Vietnam, An Interview. Now, Mark, speaking of politics, you make a point that this film is apolitical. And isn't war in general inherently political, and particularly the Vietnam War? How do you avoid being political?
War is absolutely political. War is politics failed. The conduct of war has nothing to do with politics. It has everything to do with the man on your left and the right, and the man shot and left out there on that battlefield. Frankly, you don't even care which side he's on. I've seen Marines rescue wounded enemy soldiers and carry them over their shoulder back to the first aid stations to save their life. They're wounded. They're out of the war. They're no longer a combatant. They're a human being. And I never heard anyone talking about politics, communism, democracy, Democrat, Republican. We didn't talk about that. We talked about how were we going to stay alive and get back home. We talked about the girls we were going to come back home to and marry and go to school and raise kids and buy ourselves a house, darn it, and use our GI Bill and go on with our life. Politics has nothing to do, as far as I'm concerned, with a soldier in the foxhole. And it has everything to do with the camaraderie. And that's what my film is about. And I purposely made a point of having no politics involved in the film.
That's The Interview.
That's The Interview. As an inside, our inner view of what it was like to serve there for me.
Let's go back to the album for a second. I know over the course of it, you represent a variety of different musical styles, but it seems like a lot of it is music that one might have heard in the 60s and 70s during the Vietnam era.
I wanted it to sound like songs that you might have heard at that time, that we might have been listening to on a little transistor pocket radios on Armed Forces Radio Network after hours or in a foxhole late at night. We've actually patterned some of those songs on actual songs from that era. I patterned the Dear John song on Poco Harum's Whiter Shade of Pale.
Babe, I could dream of your
light my fire by the doors was the basis of No One Knows, which is a song about the camaraderie.
No one knows how this feels in the jungle. Every step is a wager with the devil, and no one knows except for you. No one knows how it feels. Hell breaks loose and the bullets fly. A brother dying, am I crying? No one knows except for you. You're my brothers, you're my friends, like I'll never have again. Man, I'd die for if I was called. No one knows except for you.
No one knows except for you. You're my brothers, you're my friends, like I'll never have again. Man, I'd die for if I was called, and no one knows except for you.
You know, when I hear those lyrics, I wonder if this film doesn't maybe change that. When people see the film, they will know.
Absolutely. Absolutely. That is the number one comment we get. For the first time in my life, Mark, I feel like I understand what it was like to be there. Oh, God bless you and thank you for making this film. I now understand better what my husband or my dad or my son or my brother went through.
That's filmmaker and musician Mark Waskowitz talking about his documentary, Vietnam, An Inner View. The film has a special screening in Cheyenne on Sunday at 9 p.m. at the Terry Bison Ranch Drive-In. The film and soundtrack are also online at vietnaminnerview.com.